The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It's Thursday, August the 13th, and we got a super friends show for you today. We always bang out the end of the week with some super friends action. John Breach, Ryan Wilson, and myself. We're going to do some news. Plus, we will talk about the top quarterback and coaching duos in the NFL. In the feed currently, should you be so inclined to go listen, there is a mailbag for Monday. There is RJ White on Tuesday breaking down week one odds and possible gambling hints for the 2020 season. Because it's going to be weird. Home field advantage is going to be crazy. RJ's got a whole algorithmic thing that tells you what to do. Go listen to it. It's good information. Very helpful if you're gambling. And then a chat with Jonathan Jones. If you're one of those people who likes to leave reviews complaining about our discussions about the pandemic as it relates to football, don't go listen to that one because we're talking about how football might happen and how it might look and stuff about college football. The Big 12, of course, or the Big 10, excuse me, canceled. Pac-12 canceled on Tuesday. And there's set to be more decisions coming with the Big 12 maybe being a domino for the ACC and SEC. But that's college football. That's their problem, not ours. If you want to listen to NFL content daily, you can get this podcast, which comes out every single day, on Stitcher. Sports are back, and the Stitcher app is one of the best places to consume sports podcasts. They have a new collection on their homepage of the app for the return of sports, where our podcast, the Pick Six Podcast, is featured. Their app is so simple to use, and it is free. Download Stitcher in the App Store today. Ryan Wilson, John Breach, how we doing, guys? Happy Thursday. Hope everything is going smoothly in your worlds.
It is. And by the way, you looked a little befuddled when I flashed a two at you. Two is code for Tuesday, in case you didn't know when we were talking
about. That's what I thought you might be doing. I thought, I was like, is he talking about two conferences or is he saying Tuesday?
There you go. Well done.
Whose code is that, Breach? Is that, I mean, who's? By the way, you could have seen that on YouTube. If you listen to this podcast and you like this podcast, do us a favor. Go to youtube.com/pick6. Hit the subscribe button. And maybe you're so inclined. I've actually gotten into watching podcasts on my big screen TV. Like, I know that sounds, does that sound weird? That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it means,
okay. Wait, so you watch us like in 4K? Can you see this giant zip I have?
No. Man has zips.
Oh, you need to get that checked out, dog.
I know, man.
So Pat Mayo. We should have on before the season. That's a Devo. Put that down for fantasy.
He's on the list. Mayo. He's on the list.
Okay. All right. Just Mayo's the man. And, I've been on. In fact, if you watch, Pat Mayo puts all of his podcasts on video.
Is his last name short for mayonnaise?
Yeah, yes. And ironically, our boss, Eric Kay, loves Mayo, loves Pat Mayo. It's like his favorite podcast, non-CBS edition, of course. But EK's least favorite thing in the entire world is mayonnaise. So that's kind of ironic, but I'll watch Mayo and, some other like golf DFS podcast on YouTube on the big screen in my living room. Cause I'm not, You know, you can't go to the gym these days. So, you know, not listening to as many podcasts.
So the channel AK, why don't you put on headphones and vacuum the floor or something while you're listening to podcasts instead of lounging on the couch watching YouTube videos all day?
That's a good call. Although I'm not sure my wife telling me to get up off the couch and, vacuum the living room would go over very well in this house. I do vacuum a lot though.
Well, it counts as a workout. A vacuum is a great workout. That's like, I vacuum 4 days a week just to say I worked out.
I will say that vacuuming, you get a little, is it a schwitz? A sweat going?
You get a sweat going.
It's worth noting when Breach vacuums, he does burpees in between every other row. So he goes to the end of the row, does two burpees, hops up.
And then when I'm done, I celebrate by eating spoonfuls of mayonnaise. So
that's fantastic. Too-
Can you imagine vacuuming, doing burpees in between, and then jamming down a couple spoonfuls of mayonnaise?
If you had to guess any one person on planet Earth who might do that, who would be your first guess?
Breach, absolutely. Yeah, you told me that Breach reheats Chick-fil-A on Sundays, throws away the bun, and then slathers the chicken in mayonnaise and eats mayonnaise and pickled covered chicken. I would absolutely believe it.
And I would guarantee you that he does it in that dress shirt he's wearing with no pants on. Like, that's how he vacuums. That's how he works out.
You on HQ today, Breach?
You know what? I am not this is the first time I've ever worn a dress shirt on this show, without HQ responsibilities. All my pullovers, they have baby spit on them. So they're all being washed. So I was forced. It's the baby's fault that I'm wearing this.
Very, I hope people are listening to this while they're eating lunch, because certainly that's a real turn on here audibly. I wonder if people who subscribe to YouTube think that I have three shirts in my possession.
I think they think you wear that hat a lot. They think that you're in hair plug season, as our old buddy,
Well, I don't feel like combing my hair. It's a pandemic. So, I mean, do you want me to show you what my hair looks like right now? I haven't had a haircut in a while.
Oh, boy.
Hair plugs and they're sort of, ooh, I can see them.
I can't podcast like this, right? That's not going
to
work.
I mean, you could, but they would have to like blur out your hair.
I'm wearing a hat.
For mature audiences only.
Let's get into some news. Exciting Sean news. We're not going to bleep it out because it's related to Sean McDermott. The head coach of the Buffalo Bills has signed an extension in Buffalo, signifying that the Bills feel about Sean McDermott the way that everyone on this podcast does. He's a great coach. Can you imagine a world in which anyone would suggest that Sean McDermott is a bad football coach?
If that person suggested that, they should probably be fired and be forced to go to law school.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would agree completely. I don't know what did, Sean McDermott did not make, a list that was released on, of top 10 coaches. How close is he to being on your personal top 10 list?
He's in the top 10. I mean, look, the biggest knock against him, and this is a fair knock, he started Nathan Peterman over Tyrod Taylor a few years ago. That didn't work out. Nathan Peterman is not a good quarterback no matter where he plays in the NFL, even though people try to tell you otherwise. Other than that, the guy's done a lot with a little, and now he's doing a lot with a lot. Brandon Bean, your guy from Carolina, came on after 2017, after the draft, I think, and they've been putting it together. So he is a top 10 coach in my mind. He's young, his players buy in, and they win football games. I'm not sure what else you need to do in order to be considered really good at your job.
I mean, I'll say something, Ryan. How about win a playoff game? You got to win at least one playoff game to be in my top 10 list.
Hold on. When you point one finger at you, you have four pointing back at yourself, Bengals fan.
Hey, all I'm saying is that I get bashed year after year after year because Andy Dalton has never won a playoff game. And so I cannot put a coach in the top 10 if he's not won a playoff game.
All right, let me put it to you this way. Marvin Lewis, what's the coach's name now?
Marvin Lewis is not in my top 10.
Zach Taylor.
Marvin Lewis, Zach Taylor, Sean McDermott. Who do you want coaching the Bengals in 2020?
It's probably Sean McDermott.
Okay, thank you.
But maybe Zach Taylor. I don't know. Zach Taylor, he's unproven. We don't know what he's got.
You would take Sean McDermott in a heartbeat over Zach
Taylor.
For
1 year? For 1 year? Sure. 1 year only or for the future?
1 year, 6 years, 60 years. Your choice.
If it's 1 year only, I'm probably going with Zach Taylor because he already brought the players in that he wants for his system. If it's for 5 years, I'd probably go with Sean McDermott.
Okay.
I mean, in 5 years, you're going to be picking Zach Taylor for your offensive coordinator because he's going to be fired.
He'll be the Bills offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Sean McDermott is in my top 15, though, not top 10.
Top 10 coaching lists are hard because you do have, like, you have Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll.
Doug Peterson, don't put him too low.
I'm just saying, like, I think there are like seven coaches currently who have won Super Bowls, right? You add in Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. How many?
I think nine.
There are nine coaches currently who have won Super Bowls. Is that right?
Yeah. I just did a story on it. Literally coming out today, Thursday on CBSSports.com.
What's the gist of the story? Like, which
the gist of the story is ranking coaches by how likely they are to win their first Super Bowl ever. So the coaches that have won one cannot be on the list because they've already won a Super Bowl. So that's why I know the number off the top of my head.
You know what would be a reasonable thing to point out here if Breach is where Sean McDermott lands on the list?
On this list, because now think about it. So this list doesn't include the nine coaches that won a Super Bowl.
So if I don't ask the Super Bowl question, you're not going to volunteer this information on this list? Are you serious?
I was going to wait for people to read it and then we could bring it up another day. But no, here it is. So I actually forgot I wrote the story because it hasn't.
It doesn't matter.
So anyway, on this list, Sean McDermott is number five.
Okay.
So, but if you also throw in the nine coaches who have won a Super Bowl, he obviously falls down a peg.
All right. So I think the obvious one and two for you would be Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay on this list.
They are in the top four, but they are not one and two.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let's hold tight. Bruce Arians has to be up there.
Bruce Arians is number one.
Okay.
Mike Vrabel is in the top 10, but he is not in the top five.
All right, so we have three of the guys ahead of Sean McDermott.
There's four of them, and you have three of them.
Yeah, I would say that the other one, knowing you, it's Matt LaFleur.
You know what, Matt LaFleur, it is not the answer. I actually dinged him a little bit because we don't look so much alike anymore because of the quarantine.
Ron Rivera?
Ron Rivera is actually dead last on the list.
Really?
New team, Dwayne Haskins,
Oh, I know who it is.
No, we didn't say it was number two. You guys, Shanahan was number two.
Hold on.
McVay's number four. Bruce Arians is number one. So you guys are missing number three.
Number three is Frank Reich.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and this is not Breach saying these are the best coaches out there. It's you have Arians and Reich up there because they got Brady and Rivers, and you think that gives them very good Super Bowl odds this year to make a push.
For just 2020, yes.
Sure.
I think Frank Reich and Bruce Arians are really good coaches, though.
For sure. And we'll get to the top coaching and quarterback duos in a minute. I think the thing with Sean McDermott that is important to note is that including interim coaches, the Bills went through eight different head coaches, including interims, between playoff appearances. The last time they went to the playoffs was 1999. This last time before Sean McDermott showed up. 1999, Wade Phillips' second year. Wade Phillips was fired the year after because Wade Phillips just can't catch a break. He went to the playoffs two out of 3 years.
But Wade Phillips benched Doug Flutie for Rob Johnson in the playoffs, and that wasn't a great call. But yeah, and I agree.
Is that the Tennessee Miracle? Or is that the?
I can't remember that far back.
I think it was.
What year?
99.
Because I remember.
Yeah, that was the Music City Miracle.
Music City Miracle. Yeah, Tennessee. What a Tennessee Miracle? What's wrong with me? I remember watching it in my grandfather's office down in Florida. Over like the holidays or whatever. I think maybe. Anyway, I don't know why we were down there. Anywho, Sean McDermott has been to the playoffs two out of 3 years. He went to the playoffs in 2017 with a team that had a negative 57 point differential. That's ridiculous.
And started Nathan Peterman.
Yes, they started Nathan Peterman one game. I think at the time we were like, this guy's blowing his chances to go to the playoffs. Going to the playoff, getting that Bills team to 9-7 was good coaching. It was a little bit of luck, but good coaching. They went 6-10 the next year, and that sort of hurts his overall record. But then 10-6 in 2019, and they had one of the best defenses in football. Now the offense and what happens to Josh Allen will certainly affect Sean McDermott's how we perceive Sean McDermott over the long haul and Brandon Bean, the GM there as well. But I mean, I kind of look at the Bills as a potential, East Coast version of the Seattle Seahawks from how they constructed their roster and their philosophy of approaching how they want to play. I am not suggesting that Josh Allen is Russell Wilson. I don't think that's the case, But Josh Allen, I think, does have a lot of upside. And if he manages to capitalize on that upside, then the Bills could open up a Super Bowl window that's, you know, a decade long.
I just want to say real quick that obviously Josh Allen's nowhere near Russell Wilson, which is a big, big difference there. And Sean McDermott has 25 wins over the past three seasons. The three seasons before the Bills hired Sean McDermott, the Bills won 24 games. So it's not like he's been the advantage of maybe a watered down AFC. So I think I think he is a good coach. I am just saying,
watered down AFC or watered down AFC East?
Watered down AFC. You didn't, in 2017, there was no Lamar Jackson. Patrick Mahomes wasn't starting yet. That was one of his playoff years. And then last year,
Tom Brady still in AFC in 2017?
That's one team. That's one team.
Steelers, were they still around?
Okay. So listen, here's what I want to see Sean McDermott will be in my top 10 if the Bills can win the division in 2020. I think that's a big one because it's there for the taking. Something he's never done is beat the Patriots. He's 0-6 against the Patriots. He's tied to Josh Allen, who we don't know if is a good quarterback. So what if Josh Allen struggles in 2020 where you have your chance to win the division and you don't because Josh Allen has a Jameis Winston year and throws 30 picks? You know, are you ready to cut ties with Josh Allen and move on to another quarterback? Or do you say, you know what? Josh Allen was good. He's been good. Let's give him one more year in 2021. So I think figuring out the Josh Allen situation and winning the division in 2020 where it's wide open are the big things McDermott needs to do.
I'm glad you mentioned Josh Allen. So let me ask you this. This is what I was going to say before you interrupted me to say all that stupid stuff that you said. All right. On the Bills team, who would you rather have as your quarterback next year? Josh Allen, Jimmy GQ Garoppolo, Jared Goff? Rank them in the order that you'd want them.
For 2020 alone?
Yeah, just next year. The upcoming season with the Stephon Diggs and all that defense.
And just for 2020.
Same coach, the coaching staff
remains. Ryan Daboll is your OC. I might go with, I don't know, man. That's tough. I think I would probably go Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo, Josh Allen.
What about you, Breach?
That is a tough one. I might have Josh Allen at the top just because I think the Bills offense is designed to have a quarterback who can run around and do crazy things. And I think it is more effective when Josh Allen, kind of opens things up because of his ability to scramble. And, you know, Garoppolo and Goff absolutely do not have that ability. So, for 2020, just 2020, I'm probably taking Josh Allen.
I think in my selection too, I think I base those rankings on floor. Like I want the guy with the highest floor. And we've seen like you can go to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo on run-based teams with good offensive lines. Like they can take you to a Super Bowl. And that's what the Bills have, plus an elite level defense. Josh Allen, I think, has by far the highest ceiling of those three guys. But it concerns me a little bit that just for 2020, you're taking a guy who you're banking on him taking a big leap forward if you want to win the Super Bowl. Whereas I feel like if you get Goff or Garoppolo in there, you can run that same offense. And, you know, Devin Singletary and Zach Moss need to be good in the running game. But, like, you can run whatever offense the Bills want to run and win 10 to 12 football games pretty easily.
It's funny. I was actually leaning towards Jared Goff, too. Jared Goff just slightly over Josh Allen, and then Jimmy G was third for me. What were your second and third, Breach?
Oh, probably Jimmy at two and Jared Goff at three.
So no one, we all have different answers.
Well, coming up, we will tell you if Josh Allen and Sean McDermott are one of the top quarterback coach mailbag. What is the matter with my words?
Brenton has been drinking since
I wish
8 a.m.
Top quarterback coach duos. But before we do that, we're going to take a break. But before we take a break, Ryan.
Yes.
We're doing a new segment. It's called I Didn't Watch Hard Knocks. Tell me what the hell happened.
All right. I got two words for you. Debo, do you watch Hard Knocks?
I did.
If you agree with me on this, first of all, I'm going to ask you if you, I'm going to say a name. Tell me if it's a football player or not. Andrew Bollert.
Yes.
Andrew Bollert.
He said yes.
Oh, yes.
I wasn't talking to Debo because I'm asking you guys.
Oh.
Oh, I'll say no. This segment leads me to believe these are not real players.
Andrew Bowler is a real player. He is my new favorite player. And when you watch Hard Knocks, you'll know why. I'll give you a sneak peek. He was released by the Chargers, and his interaction with Anthony Lynn and Tom Telesco is noteworthy, and borderline fantastic, to the point where he met with them separately, the GM and the head coach. After he met with Anthony Lynn, Anthony Lynn went to talk to Tom Telesco and said, let's keep this guy on the short list because he was so crazy when we cut him. That was probably the highlight for me. Another highlight was at the very end of the show. Sean McVay, calls out the Hard Knocks crew for, he implores the team, first of all, don't do number two in the porta potties because, you know, everything's sort of spread out. They're outside. Porta potties were number one only. And then he calls out the Hard Knocks crew for doing number two in the porta potty. We don't know if that's true or not. And, you see Sean McVay's house. It crushes Cliff Kingsbury's house.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty.
He's got a much better view. He looks over like Hollywood and the valley, whereas Cliff Kingsbury's like, has a putt-putt course with a fire pit in the middle of the Arizona desert.
And I think the most important takeaway, and this is something to keep in mind, you mentioned the Big Ten and the Pac-12 having canceled already. And I think a large part of that, some of that's politics, obviously, some of that's infrastructure and logistics. And you watch the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, is all the steps both the Chargers and the Rams have to go through to keep everyone safe, to remain socially distant, to wear masks, to get these tests every day. And it's a huge ask if you're trying to coordinate a bunch of college football teams, for example. But the NFL appears to be doing this right, and it was a nice little behind the scenes look at exactly what they have to do, and credit to both Anthony Lynn and Sean McVay for imploring the players, the staff, everyone, you know, one little slip up could screw it up for everybody.
That's actually why I want to watch it. And I did radio with my pals, Chuck and Buck up in Seattle on KJR, and the producer texted me, was like, are you good to go? You good to go for Chuck and Buck? I was like, yeah. I was like, it doesn't really matter, but just as an FYI, I didn't watch Hard Knocks. If you want to tell them, so they don't ask me about it. Then the producer forgot to ask him. He's like, so did you watch Hard Knocks? What'd you think? And just, are you messing with me? Like, what? Yeah, is it awful? I was like, no, I didn't watch it. I told you I didn't watch it. He's like, you didn't tell us that.
And my worst radio experience ever, it was ESPN Hawaii. I can't remember the guy's name. I think you and
Bobby Curran?
Yeah. He was nice. I like him, but his producer.
He had a producer named Phil. The producers always text you. They're like, aloha.
I didn't get to have sex.
That's the Hawaiian greeting, Brinson.
But I will say this.
And goodbye, Breach.
Everybody. I talked to Bobby a few times, and this is the fifth time I talked to him. And he said, all right, let's talk about today's Major League Baseball schedule. And I said, well, I don't know if you'd rather talk football because I really don't have much to say. And you could sort of feel him yelling at his producer through the glass over the phone. But I was like, yeah, dude, I can talk baseball, but it's going to be about Dale Murphy and Rafael Ramirez.
Rafael Ramirez. You and Rafael Furcal?
No. Rafael Ramirez played shortstop on the 82 team. Glenn Hubbard was second base. Bob Horner was third base. Chris Chambliss was first base. Bring it on, Brinson.
Wilson's is like just very weird, small pocket of like insane sports knowledge.
That's old people. You remember specific things from random times.
Rafael Ramirez.
I think my worst one was it was the Super Bowl in New Orleans. And I think I was definitely had like blogger in my title. And some dudes in San Diego got me on the radio and were like trying to like track, like were like giving me like grief for being a blogger. And
I think I was sitting next to you. I was just waiting for you to finish.
We were walking down the street, at the convention center. And I basically, I don't remember what I said, but I was like, hey, look, y'all asked me to come on.
No, I didn't see that. Okay.
If you're going to be a-holes about it, I'm going to hang up. So I'll see you later. And no, I just hung up on them.
That's Brinson.
Yeah. I told him to F all. I mean, I don't think I said F because I didn't want to cuss on the radio and then hang up. But I basically was like, you know, hey, I got stuff to do, guys. I don't need this.
I didn't sign up for this.
We go to your crappy radio show.
that's like the time our friend in law school got asked to do a 5 a.m. Pacific
hit
with an unnamed radio station, and then they blew him off.
Who it is? He bashed the Patriots, and WEEI was like, "Can you come on it and on our morning show with I think it's like Felger and Maz, who are notorious, especially Felger is just notorious for being a blowhard." I would say that to his face, Tony. I don't know if he's as much of a yammer bammer as Felger is. But anyway, I think this is them. They had him on and, oh no, wait, those guys are 98.5 the Sports Hub. So I'm just insulting Felger for no reason.
I apologize. Yeah, so they have 5 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
And then he gets up at 4:30, and then they're like, yeah, 5:01, we don't need you, man, sorry.
Yeah, I would be pretty irate. I would just not do it. You just don't do that radio hit. If you got to be up.
Oh, yeah, you definitely don't. You don't do any radio hit where you have to get up before, like, 7:30.
What's your worst one, Breach?
I don't even know. I was just trying to think about it while you guys were telling that story. I couldn't think.
You don't do a lot of radio, or you do it quietly. You don't tell us about it. You say typically you don't answer the phone.
I keep my radio hits to a minimum so that if people want to hear me talk and hear what I have to say, they have to come to this podcast. Think about that.
I do radio and promote the podcast.
Breaches is one way of doing it.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, the best quarterback coach duos, where will Sean McDermott and Josh Allen rank?
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's the butterfly effect for
real. All right, so we and by the way, Ryan, you will be assigned to review Hard Knocks for us each and every week. I hope you're prepared.
Actually, I enjoyed it. The last few years, I've sort of been in and out on it. This year, it was good.
Whose HBO Max password did you steal?
I have HBO Max, and I have, if you have Roku, the HBO Max app has not been updated yet. Get on that HBO. So I just have the regular HBO.
You know what? I discovered that you get all the HBO. Oh, first of all, if you have AT&T, do you guys have AT&T wireless?
No, I have Verizon Fios.
Negative. I have Xfinity.
Sometimes I have Verizon Fios too. If you have, that's a joke between me and Debo. If you have AT&T, either cell phone or wireless, I think you get free HBO.
Wah, wah.
A free HBO Now account. And, Hulu has HBO stuff incorporated into it as well, I think.
I get Hulu through Spotify, Breach. So that, I don't think I get it.
Oh, I was just going to say there's also a free seven day trial of HBO Max. So if you wait till episode 5, you could sign up for the trial and watch every episode.
How do you get Hulu through
Spotify forever? And they sent out a year or 2 years ago, they said you can get Hulu free, like with ads, just through your Spotify account.
Yeah.
So I have to watch commercials, but you know, I don't watch a ton of Hulu. My kids probably watch more than I do.
Sure. Right. You know what the best streaming service is, by the way? CBS All Access. As we're recording this, 3:01 p.m. on Wednesday, August 12th, I'm actually going to be slightly distracted during this podcast because I will be firing up my CBS All Access account and watching The Champions.
Which game are you going to watch?
The PSG.
Can you name one player on PSG? That's an easy one. Oh, dude.
Name two.
Name two? Such a good team.
You can name one. Once you hear the one name, you're going to be upset with yourself.
Ronaldo?
Neymar.
Oh. Dagger.
All right, Debo knows another one. Do you know
Lukaku?
That one?
Made a big name for himself in the World Cup a couple years ago.
Oh. I know who it is, and I can't remember his name.
Killian's his first name.
Killian?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tell him, Debo.
Mbappe.
Oh, yeah. The French guy.
You got it.
I find it hard to, I don't know why. Like, all these other sports that I watch, I don't have trouble figuring out who's on what team. And it is just really hard with soccer because there are so many soccer teams.
Yeah. No, there are a ton of soccer teams.
That's fair, right?
Yeah, like I don't watch a lot of Italian soccer, so that's, and the only French soccer I watch is usually PSG, but I watch a lot of English Premier League soccer, so you'll figure it out if you watch enough.
Okay. By the way, F you for not thinking I didn't know who was playing. Atlantia versus PSG. Come on, get out of here.
Ryan, what else are you watching on All Access? Any updates on the All Access front with the new catalog?
Yeah, I mentioned Mr. Magoo. Me and my 8-year-old watch Mr. Magoo. That's on Nickelodeon, so Mr. Magoo updated. That's a good show. Reno 911, I'm all over that. And of course the soccer I do watch, All Access. They used to have Frasier. I talked about that previously because I know me and Brinson's mom love Frasier.
My mother-in-law.
So, if you want to catch the back episodes of that, that's as far as I've gotten.
They have all the Frasiers on CBS All Access?
They did, back in January, February. I haven't double checked, but,
what do we think should I get my mother-in-law to sign up for All Access or give her my login?
Why not?
Should I just give her my login? Throw her a bone, tell her what Frasier is?
No, she's helping support you by $5 a month at a time.
True.
And if you sign up, we sound like a free promo here, but you get everything now. You get Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, all the Viacom stuff is included with CBS All Access.
That's right.
All 11.
RuPaul, baby.
I was going to say all 11 seasons of Frasier on All Access.
Okay. Frasier was on in the background when my wife was in labor. It's the only thing we could find. Yeah, we didn't think through the process of taking a bunch of like DVDs or like a Roku or anything like that. We just rolled up and we're like, man, we really wish we had something to watch here. And flipping through, it's like the only thing on was Frasier. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah, my first son was born in 2007, so there was no, I mean, unless you were going to take the TiVo from the house.
Like roll in with your, like you wheel in like a TV strapped to the cart.
Don't worry about it.
All right, let's get to the matters at hand. This podcast really is just a disaster. Football will be here soon enough, folks.
Brinson wanted to name the podcast Off the Rails, which is perfect because somehow we just go off the rails every week and forget what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And in fact, we will discuss an aspect of that, the whole, oh, look, a squirrel thing that goes on in my brain on Friday's show when someone asks a mailbag question about our tangents and whatnot. Oh, my goodness, what a bad miss. We will answer all the mailbag questions on Friday. And it's going to be early because we're going to do Nerd Week the week after that. Aaron Schatz is a Football Outsider is going to join us first on Monday's show. We haven't recorded that, but it will be ready for you first thing when next week starts. That'll be exciting. And for now, let's start off our discussion of quarterbacks and coaches by answering a mailbag question. If you could play Mad Scientist and remake the league, what coach quarterback combos do you think would be the best? AKA, this is from Joey Crenshaw of the Apple Podcast, AKA a downfield passer like Carson Wentz paired with Bruce Arians. I think this is a pretty awesome question. Yeah, what will you?
The easy answer is any quarterback with McVay and or Shanahan. Andy Reid.
Okay, well, all right, hold on. So we're going to get into the top guys as well, but first we're going to talk about the combos we would like to see.
All right, I'm going to do dark horse quickly. Arians, Josh Allen.
That's a great combo. Although Josh Allen's accuracy down the field has not been very good.
Needs taller receivers. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Boom, done.
Josh Allen would be very intriguing in a Bruce Arians offense.
If we're doing dark horse, I am going to go with Jameis Winston and Andy Reid. That's my dark horse.
That's disgusting. What is the matter with you?
Well, you know, if you throw 30 interceptions, it doesn't matter if you're throwing 65 touchdown passes.
Breach, are you okay if we put that one on social? I just want to confirm now in case you get blasted.
Oh, God. Wait, this is my dark. You have to explain the whole situation. You have to set up the whole premises instead of just saying, If nope. Mitch could match any quarterback in the NFL,
well, then name your don't. We're not naming dark horses. Wilson just came out with a dark horse because he's a weirdo.
Dark, well, you know what's funny? Dark horse. I was trying to keep the theme going. You don't like dark horses, Brinson? Is that what you're saying?
What? Breach tries to be edgy until it blows up in his face. It's like, no, no, no. I didn't mean that.
You'll get like 5 Instagram followers out of it. Here, I'm going to give my number one answer. And then, Breach, you can reply with a different answer if you want. But be aware that Jameis Winston and Andy Reid is going on social, as bad as that answer is. I will be taking Andy Reid and Russell Wilson.
That's a good answer.
I think that Russell Wilson would operate Andy Reid's offense to absolute perfection. He's an incredible downfield thrower. They would utilize play action. They would utilize RPOs. We've seen him involved in all these new schemes and all that. I think that him paired and we know, in fact, I've brought this up on the podcast, I think, before. And I think it's just I would almost like to do like an oral history of this. But, you know, Howie Roseman said after the draft this year when he took Jalen Hurts that once upon a time in 2012, he wanted to take Russell Wilson, thought about taking him in the second round, that he and Andy Reid believed they could get him in the third round, and then Seattle snaked him and took Russ ahead of them, and they ended up settling for Nick Foles. You know, there's a great what if Philly drafts Russell Wilson in 2012, you know, A, what happens to Seattle? Matt Flynn starts. Do they draft somebody else? I mean, does the Legion of Boom ever win a Super Bowl? And then B, like, does Andy Reid win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia with Russell Wilson? Does he ever, you know, if he drafts Russell Wilson, does he ever get fired from Philadelphia? And, you know, does he even end up in KC? And as a result, what happens to Patrick Mahomes? Like, there's all kinds of trickle-down effects of it that are really fascinating. You know, what happens to Carson Wentz, et cetera. So to me, I would love to see Andy Reid and Russell Wilson. Russ is a pinpoint accurate passer. He's great at using his legs. He would be perfect with Andy Reid's system, and it is kind of sad that we don't get to see it.
And here's a question for you, Brinson. Would Russell Wilson, had he been drafted in 2012, would the Eagles have any more Super Bowl titles over the past 8 years than they have right now with Nick Foles?
Well, I mean, the Nick Foles thing never happened. I mean, does it even happen? Because Russ.
But I'm saying the Nick Foles pick ended up working out because in the end they got a Super Bowl, even though it was weird how it all happened. He had to leave and come back, but they still got to. You think Russell Wilson wins more than one Super Bowl with the Eagles?
With Andy, Russell Wilson and Andy Reid win multiple Super Bowls, yes.
So a coach who had never won a Super Bowl up to that point, you think wins multiple Super Bowls?
Russell Wilson would have been by far and away the best quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson, I mean, like, not to crap on your boy McNabb here, Debo, but like, or Michael Vick, but Russell Wilson would have been by far and away the best quarterback Andy Reid ever worked with prior to leaving for Kansas City.
I do think there was pressure on Andy Reid at that time, and there was some personal stuff going on with him as well. He would have to do something pretty quickly, and the team in Seattle was much more built for immediate success than that Eagles team in the 2012 range was.
Also, Agent Philly would like a word, Brinson.
Agent Philly's good. Kevin Cobb would like a word. But you don't think, all right, that's
I couldn't remember Kevin Cobb's name.
So I'm not saying they would have won a Super Bowl out of the gates. I just think Russell Wilson would have been.
Yeah. I'm saying Andy Reid's leash may not have, you would have had to do something, I think, pretty quickly, unless you saw some great evidence very early on with Russell Wilson, which you could have.
I think he would have seen that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think his leash completely changes if you realize that he landed Russell Wilson. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I think they regretted it, and they ended up going and getting freaking his assistant. They brought They brought Doug back from Kansas City.
Can you just admit that you were wrong on that argument from last week?
No. Although, ironically, Debo, I did get criticized by my friend Nathan for referring to Colin Morikawa as Colin. But
And you just refer to your friend Nathan as Nathan. We don't know Nathan's last name. How do we know which Nathan you're talking about?
You could be making up his first name. I will say this to side with Debo here with the 2012 Eagles. Because of the short leash that Andy Reid had, remember that starting quarterback one of the year was Michael Vick. If he drafts a rookie quarterback like he did with Foles in the fourth round or Russell Wilson in the third round, I'm not so sure that Wilson is the day one starter. Russell Wilson's competing against Matt Flynn in Seattle. It was easy to win that job for him. But I think Andy Reid, with pressure on, probably would have stuck with Michael Vick to start. And then if he struggled like Vick did in 2012, Russell Wilson ends up going in whatever midway through the season, but probably doesn't do enough. Even if he goes 5-1 down the stretch to save Andy Reid's job, and then we end up back where we are anyway.
Right.
That's a cute narrative, except that Nick Foles started almost half the games anyway.
By the way, one more
question. Started 6 out of 16. That's not half.
Yeah, I mean, and Michael Vick went, started 10 games, went 3 of 7, completed less than 60% of his passes with 12 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He's off the field for Russ.
Right. And then if Russ goes 6-0 or 5-1, we'll say, as a rookie, now they're 8-8. Does Andy Reid keep his job at 8-8?
Yes. If Russ goes 5-1 as a rookie and they go 8-8, yeah, absolutely.
I have another, a quick, pairing I would like to see. Sam Darnold, Sean Payton.
Is that another dark horse or is that just crazy?
Oh, that's a good one.
You can put any of my answers on Instagram and or my face. Breach, I'm not afraid.
We would have also accepted Sam Darnold and not Adam Gase.
Right. I was actually thinking Frank Reich would be interesting in Indianapolis, like him in Indianapolis.
I like that idea.
But Sean Payton, I mean, that's a no-brainer, it feels like.
I thought you were going to say Sam Darnold and Zach Taylor.
I was.
I have two. And actually, Russell Wilson with Andy Reid was on my list, for instance, so I actually commend you for that excellent choice.
Yeah, I rarely
commend you.
10 minutes arguing why it was dumb and then just said it was on your list. I'm perfectly breached.
Yeah, with the Chiefs, I assumed it was with the Chiefs. I didn't picture it as the Eagles in 2012 in the draft when the whole situation was. Okay, anyway, mine is Deshaun Watson with Kyle Shanahan. I think that would be a crazy, awesome combination. You look at what Shanahan did with RG3 what he did with Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns. They were good with, I think, Brian Hoyer.
We isolate that. Browns! They were one of the best running teams in football that year, though. That wasn't because of – I actually disagree with this idea. I don't like this one.
Whoa. You don't think Deshaun Watson and Kyle Shanahan would be an amazing combination?
Anyone with Kyle Shanahan is a home run. So why Deshaun Watson's a top five young quarterback.
Well, my argument is that what we've seen from Deshaun Watson as a pro, and it could totally change if he works with Kyle Shanahan. I'm not dogging on him. But Deshaun Watson – likes to make off-script plays. And I don't know that that's what works well in Kyle Shanahan's office. And yes, Ryan, you could make the case that that's Billy O'Brien's fault.
No. I make the case that RG3 did that his rookie season and that they were still relatively, they got all the way to the playoffs. They won, I think they went 7 in a row to get there.
I mean, if the throw isn't there inside the scheme that they've designed, Deshaun Watson likes to hold the ball and try to make something happen. Yeah. He doesn't like to get rid of it. I don't know that that's what Kyle Shanahan would want. I mean,
half those off script plays are because the past few years, the Texans offensive line has been so bad that he has someone in his face in 1 second. So he has to go off script because there's no script to be on, when the defensive lineman is elbowing you in the face. Shanahan runs a lot of bootlegs. He gets you out of those situations. So I think they would be an excellent combo.
Let me ask Brinson though. Would you rather have Jimmy G in that offense or Deshaun Watson in that?
Deshaun Watson. I mean, give me the ceiling. I'm just saying that I don't know that like that's the per. I actually wrote down Aaron Rodgers and Kyle Shanahan because I think that Kyle Shanahan is the guy that would convince Aaron Rodgers to operate inside the system instead of trying to freelance. And he does those bootlegs and Rodgers is so good. Rodgers' accuracy is way up. He doesn't turn the ball over.
I hate your idea because I think Aaron Rodgers would be better with Andy Reid. Boom.
I mean, everybody's better with Andy Reid.
Yeah, Breach has turned into all of a sudden.
Somebody's got to play that role.
I mean, is that ice cream better with – it's like, that ice cream's better with chocolate sauce than caramel. It's like, yeah, everything's better with chocolate sauce. Dum-dum. And caramel sucks.
Yeah, the new Patrick Mahomes number one fan here. Sean Breach.
No, Sean Wagner McBreach would say Patrick Mahomes with Sean McVay.
All right. What else we got? Or is that it?
You know what I wrote down?
What?
Ben Roethlisberger and Bruce Arians.
Well, the issue is, and this was the original issue, Ben took 400 sacks because they took those 27 sub drops and they look, Mike, what's Mike's last name? Can't remember. The receiver that ran super fast.
Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace. Good Lord.
How do you know the members of the 83 Braves and you don't know Mike Wallace?
My brain. The only one you can fit in there. I mean, he made his living. His rookie season.
With 83 baseball nuggets.
First 3 years, he made his living running 9 routes and Roethlisberger took a ton of hits, but a lot of it was because of Bruce Arians' offense. But that was fun. And clearly they were tight. And I know Roethlisberger didn't like it when Arians left and had to work with Todd Haley. But, yeah, I don't hate it.
Okay. Any other combos that you would like to see?
Lamar Jackson with Sean Payton.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be Taysom Hill, but good.
Hey, do you think they would trade Marcus Davenport for Lamar Jackson?
Yes, I do.
Remember sitting there on draft day, and it's like, the Saints are coming up for Lamar Jackson! And they're like, we have drafted Marcus Davenport. Yeah, and then it's like, the Patriots on the clock, they're going to get Lamar Jackson somehow! And they took Sony Michel.
Oh, and in honor of Breach, this is my last one. Gardner Minshew and Brian Schottenheimer.
What? Just for the cool factor?
That's like Breach. Don't saying off the wall stuff. Just a lot of running the ball.
I feel like that would be in honor of me.
Yeah. I went dark horse. I picked normal people. Brinson goes ridiculous. No,
Johnny's my boy because he's a friend of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then of course.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, friend of the podcast or
anybody who appears on the show is a friend of the podcast.
But Russell Wilson, as you pointed out, didn't know who you were.
Right. We should reverse this real quick and everybody pick. What was their worst quarterback QB? Worst? QB coach conversation.
I mean, it turns out it was Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston.
Yeah. And Minshew and Schottenheimer was meant to be a joke. I mean, that's just a lot of running the ball and a little short fellow who, hasn't played a lot of football.
I'm taking Mitchell Trubisky and Doug Marrone.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
And Mike Zimmer. Patrick Mahomes, he's like, all right, well, I mean, we just don't know what we have in Mahomes. He averages like 10 throws a game. Just run the ball with Alexander.
So where would be the worst team? What team would Patrick Mahomes have to go to win the fewest games?
To win the fewest games?
With the currently
the Vikings, because the Vikings are good.
Right, it's not going to be the Vikings. I mean,
Patrick Mahomes and Pete Carroll would be pretty gosh darn infuriating. I mean, like, can you imagine if Mahomes isn't like doing Russell stuff?
No, I want to know which team is Mahomes going to, and that team's going 5-11. That's what I'm asking.
Probably the Bengals.
No.
No, they're going.
The Bengals are in the division. They're in the conversation to win the division if Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. Because he's Patrick Mahomes.
To win the division if he's their quarterback. I would say, I mean, the Jets. How about the Jets?
I think the Jets might be worse than the Redskins. I think that.
What about the Giants?
I think the Giants have more playmakers. They have Saquon Barkley at least. I mean, do they have Saquon or Le'Veon?
And we killed Jason Garrett, but I mean, he did like get great seasons out of Dak. So I mean, who knows what they? I mean, I think the answer is the Jets. How did they win seven games?
What about Jacksonville?
How the hell did they win seven games last year?
They beat the Steelers, didn't they?
They beat the Cowboys too.
Lost to the Bengals.
They throttled the Raiders. They did lose to the Bengals at the week after they throttled the Raiders. That's right. Okay, let's move along and get our actual top five picks for coach QB combos in the NFL. We will start, Breach, you've been kind of getting crapped on. We'll start with you.
Is this like a draft?
Just pick one and we won't pick that team.
All right. Well, I mean, obviously with my first pick in my coach QB combo draft, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I think that's no brainer number one.
That is the answer.
Okay. I wasn't going to do the draft, but I'm going to mix things up with that.
Let's do the draft style. That way we're not, I mean, like, we don't need to discuss Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right? That's self-explanatory. Right. Everyone would have to take that as number one pick.
Number two, this was going to be my little I was going to talk about anyway because I didn't think it would be among the first mentioned, but they're still number two now. Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that when you look at what Harbaugh did specifically, and he's not an offensive coach, Harbaugh is a CEO, and he went out and got the guys and the pieces necessary. He worked with Eric DaCosta. They hired Greg Roman. They promoted Greg Roman from quarterbacks coach to OC. Like, he is the one who helped to design, along with DaCosta, the infrastructure for Lamar Jackson to become an MVP. So while Harbaugh is not an innovative offensive mind per se, I like the idea because I think if somebody was going to replicate it, it's probably him.
You need to see him.
This next one is kind of tough, right?
Yeah, like you're trading age for talent and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends. Like, what do you think? Are you going, what are your criteria here? Are you thinking, all right, I need to make sure that I have – is the quarterback, and I'm asking you guys, like, is the quarterback more important? Is the coach more important? Cause like,
Kyle Shanahan,
I'm not going to help you make your draft pick, Brinson. That's what he's trying to get here, Wilson. Don't give him any help.
I'm not trying to create any discussion on the audible media, the audio media.
I will offer this. Let's make it over a 2-year period, not just 2020. So 2020 and 2021 seasons when you decide to select this player and coach.
That is an interesting addition of 2 seasons.
So you're up. You're on the clock.
You know what? I'm going to go with Drew Brees and Sean Payton.
Still going to do it. That's a terrible.
Look, Brees concerns me, but I think you can get 2 years out of Drew Brees.
Really?
And he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's still playing at a really, really high level. He breaks the record for completion percentage every year. And with Sean Payton, you have arguably the second smartest offensive mind in coaching.
All right. I don't like to pick. Go ahead, Breach. You're on the clock.
I don't like to pick, but I also think hopefully Debo will be sharing our drafts on social media to see who did the best.
I think
this needs to be a snake draft so that Brinson gets the next pick.
Agree. Oh, okay. It should be a snake draft.
That's
now,
fair.
Unfortunately, I'm not prepared on the clock. So I think I might go a little bit rogue here.
Oh boy.
Actually. I know exactly what
you're doing. We're going to do 3 picks each. I've got 2. Oh, it's hard. It's tough. I'm going to go. I don't think this is coming back to me. It's 2 years. I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to surprise you guys.
Oh, wow. I know who you're going to say. I know you're going to pick.
No guess?
You're going to go with Arizona.
Yes. Good call. Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. And
I don't hate that pick.
It's a snake draft. So that means there are going to be 4 more picks before I close out the, there'll be 4 more picks before my next pick. I don't think Kyler was coming back to me. He has MVP upside this season.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He's in year 2 of the scheme with Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know that Kingsbury's a great NFL head coach. I don't think anybody can know, but he got a lot better, and he has a ton of upside too. So I'm going to gamble on the upside, the young upside, and damn if my lineup isn't handsome.
So is it me now?
It is Breach. Yeah, it's Ryan. No,
Wilson's
Ryan
in the
Breach.
Sweet spot where he gets the 2 pick every time.
Yep.
Yes, me. Okay. You
have to know that Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow aren't coming back to you. You have to know that.
This is the pick I thought you were going to the layup and why you were promoting the snake draft. I'll go with the layup here, Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll.
That is the layup.
The layup? I mean, you're getting a great quarterback and you're getting a great coach, but.
Right. I mean, if you're doing Schottenheimer, that's a little more problematic. But if I'm Pete Carroll or if I'm in his ear, I'm saying Russell has to throw the ball 40 times a game. So that's just me making stuff up.
Right, wow. So Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray off the board before Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll.
Well, but this goes back to the criteria for why we're doing this. I'm not saying that Cliff Kingsbury is a better coach than Pete Carroll, but Ryan had to stipulate that he's going to get in Pete Carroll's ear and tell him to change his overarching 40-year coaching philosophy and to start throwing the ball more, which Pete's not going to do. So Pete just quit. And now you have Russell Wilson, and you're not allowed to have a coach, which actually might be better.
Might be better.
All right. We're doing 2 years here. I think that this also feels like a layup at the 6th spot. I'm going Tom Brady and Bruce Arians.
No problem with that.
That's
a much better pick, I think, than Drew Brees. Not necessarily Sean Payton, but Drew Brees concerns me. Well, all right, Brees, last round. Go ahead.
All right, well, let me ask you that. You bet your life on it, Saints or Bucks win the division.
Well, there's more to it than that. Who has the most wins? How many wins do these teams have 2 years from now? I would actually.
Brees might retire. He won't answer that question. He's got that network job lined up. So Brinson only has his quarterback for 1 year.
Ooh.
Oh, I just got him for 2 years. I'm like, Drew, we're rolling this for 2 years. What are you doing? You're not going anywhere.
And he's like, are you going to pay me $40 million.
Yeah, whatever you want, Drew. It's fake money. Take it.
Your salary cap is going down, Brinson. How are you going to afford the rest of your team?
Don't care. Take the money.
If I can make
it. You know what, Drew? You know what, Drew? I own the team now. We're cutting Taysom Hill. You happy? He's gone. He gone.
That's right. If I can make sure you candidate Pete Carroll, then you can lock Drew Brees into the facility for 2 years.
Yeah, I think the thing with Arians and Brady, we just don't know how it's going to work. And
we're talking about pretty well.
What's that?
It's going to work pretty well. That's how it's going to work.
Too. But you're also like, it's quarterback coaching combo. You don't blindly get Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and OJ Howard and Rob Gronkowski and Cameron Braid. I mean,
they do get those guys, right?
I mean, I like my combo. They're on, all those guys are on the roster right now.
It's a great pick. It's a great value pick.
All right. Go ahead, Breach.
I think this is the tough. Yeah. This is the tough one. Round 3. Debo, are we doing 3 rounds or are we going to do 4? Should we do 4? 3?
4 looks nice on Instagram.
We got another podcast to do, and I have very.
All right. This is a tough one.
Coming up after the break.
This is, Wilson, I hope you're here for the next few hours because I need some time to think about this one. Should we take a break? I know we don't have any breaks.
You want to trade it to me?
You know what? I can't trade it to you because unless you give me Venmo me money, I'm not trading. But I am going to take a pick. I don't think either of you guys are going to take, so it's not going to eliminate anyone on your list. I am going with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
Look at that, Burrow and Taylor.
Gross.
That's the worst pick of the draft.
It's Breeze and Peyton.
It might.
That's a first round pick. He might only play 1 year. This is a 2 year draft, and you pick the guy who might only play 1 year.
I mean, you're picking Matt LaFleur. You've got 1 year of like
NFC title. Proof.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Payton, you're just taking away everything from Sean Payton? Sean Payton won five. He went 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater last year. You think he can't figure something out if Breeze leaves after a year? We'll take care of business, pal.
After you guys make your picks, I'll tell you who I was on the fence against Rodgers and LaFleur with.
No, I have three names on.
I got a couple sitting out there.
But and all apologies to Debo. I'm going to pass on Carson Wentz and Doug. Ooh. I'm actually going to roll with Billy O'Brienson and Deshaun Watson.
What?
This is pretty late for Deshaun Watson to fall.
I mean, and that's only because he's tied to Billy O'Brienson. That's the only reason.
And in this scenario, Billy O'Brienson is not Bill O'Brien, we're talking about, of course, is not the GM.
And he's still a better coach than Matt LaFleur offensively.
Yeah, I'd much rather have Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien than Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers.
So that's my third.
That's crazy.
Aaron Rodgers might not be on the Packers after this year. They drafted Jordan Love.
Drew Brees might not be on the Saints. That was your first round pick.
And sauntering into Canton and a $10 million a year broadcasting gig. Aaron Rodgers might be kicked to the curb because they took some dude out of Utah State who threw 19 touchdowns last year.
Aaron Rodgers.
And 17 interceptions.
For both
and 17 interceptions.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback for both years. I already talked to him. We're good. My team is set. My draft picks are set. They're happy.
All right, this is tough. So, I think a couple of guys, I actually think that the Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor idea is interesting. Like if you buy all in on Joe Burrow, I don't think it's that crazy to go with him. I don't think it's crazy to go with Baker Mayfield and Kevin Stefanski. We don't know anything about those guys. So I'm not.
The problem though is that in your second pick, you took Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. So you're taking a lot of flyers here.
I'm throwing out names that we got to consider. I mean, Philip Rivers and Frank Reich need to be on there if we're talking 2 years, right? I mean, that has to be, it's in my pool of players.
Yeah.
I also think that I don't know that I can give Big Ben and Tomlin, although I don't hate the idea. I just need to know if Ben is healthy or not. Frankly, you know what it comes down to, Debo?
What's that?
Comes down to
Eagles, Cowboys
versus
Eagles
and Cowboys.
Oh, what are you going to take?
So the question is,
this is actually pretty easy for me.
I think it's pretty easy. Well, do you think it's easy?
I think it's easy.
You do Peterson and Wentz.
Do you trust Mike McCarthy? Is the only thing it comes down to. You saw what all I think about is that Seattle game where twice fourth and a goal from the one, he kicked field goals. That's all that comes to mind when I think. I know he said all those things in the offseason.
He's the anti-Peterson.
He's anti-Doug.
I call this guy Doug every time. It's unbelievable. I can't ever call him Doug again.
Where you said it was easy for you, Breach. Which side are you on?
Well, let's have Brinson's pick first.
You know what? I think that Dak is a better quarterback than Wentz.
Look at Debo's face.
And while Peterson does have a Super Bowl win, and I love his embracing analytics, give me the refresh, Mike McCarthy. I'm going with the Cowboys, baby. Mike, give me Mike. Give me Dak. See ya, Carson. See ya, Peterson.
I'm on Brinson's side. That's who I would have taken.
Well, we know that, Breach. McCarthy. Wow, Breach is on the Cowboys? No way.
Breach is acting like we're supposed to be surprised.
Aren't you surprised that I picked the Cowboys this time around?
Out of here.
You ever heard a robot laugh before? Now you have.
I think I won. I think my draft was the best. The funny thing is, Breach went from the best draft with Mahomes and Reed to the worst draft.
It's pretty hard to screw up a quarterback coaching draft when you have the first.
Debo, this has to be on Instagram, and you have to make sure votes happen to see who had the best one. I think I crushed.
Right. So just to recap, our teams are Breach has – who's your team, Breach?
My team.
Or Debo, do you want to give a statement on the Peterson, Mike situation?
I don't know who those guys you're talking about are.
Doug Peterson and Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
Everyone in Dallas refers to him as his first name, Mike.
No, I mean, if you say Carson and Dak are very close, I think it's fair to call them very close. I think the entering year five connection of Doug and Carson puts them over the top.
So just the way it sounds, Doug.
I just want to say that I posted it on Twitter, I posted it on Facebook, and it is not a Philadelphia thing. It's just clearly not a Philadelphia thing with people saying first names of quarterbacks and coaches.
Just, oh, okay. I thought you meant the Peterson Carson versus Mike Dak thing.
No. I'm just going back to this.
Goalie today. I don't know why. Okay, so Bree, do you have the teams written down, Debo? Do you want
to? I do. First overall pick.
Maybe give us some thoughts. There was a discussion about you as the fourth super friend. So why not? Let's see how you. Let's give you a little rundown.
I'm just going to give a little rundown. I'll play narrator role right here. First overall pick: Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid for Breach. Wilson followed that up with Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. Brinson with back-to-back picks went Drew Brees and Sean Payton, the worst pick of the draft, followed by Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. Wilson followed Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll. Breach went with Tom Brady, Bruce Arians. Back to Breach for Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, the second worst pick of the draft. Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien went to Wilson. And then Mike and Dak, unfortunately, went to Brinson. And Carson and Doug are the 10th overall pick by me.
So when you look at those, you look at these teams that we built, what do you, and for the record, if we were doing four rounds, Carson and Peterson would have been next for me.
Breach, okay. Let's hear who you were considering.
If we had done one more round?
Yeah, you were having a tough time. Tell us,
yeah.
I had Carson and Doug, Phillip Rivers, and Frank Reich, and Jared Goff, and Sean McVay.
Goff and McVay were there for, that may be a misstep by us not going with Goff and McVay.
But I had those three because I had the last pick in the next round, theoretically. So I had to be planned ahead in case all my guys were off the table.
Is Shanahan, Jimmy G in that mix at all?
Yeah.
Thought about it.
So would you guys agree that you would rather have Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott over Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan? By the way, Kyle Shanahan and Dak Prescott would kick ass.
Why is Dak Prescott? Dak holds onto the ball too. Yeah, I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. You weren't crazy about that.
I feel like he operates pretty smoothly inside a system.
Sean,
I guess the question is, how would Dak Prescott do in Billy O'Brien's system? Because I would imagine he would look a lot like Deshaun Watson running for his life every play.
I think Dak's so sturdy. He just doesn't. Like, well, he's built, like Deshaun and Wentz. You know, similar guys in terms of the amount of contact that they have to endure. Like Dak just doesn't, he's just built better than those guys. I don't know why. Those guys seem to take tougher hits.
All right.
Yeah, I guess.
Dak's thick as a brick.
Okay.
I think the kids say thick with a two C's, Debo.
Two C's, three C's, depends on how thick you are.
Dak is four C's.
Did you interview Dak at the Super Bowl? Is that how you know that he's built? Because you looked at him and you're like, wow, you are like.
I went to Dak's camp down in Dallas a few years
ago. 10 times more ripped than I am.
And we got to do a video shoot with him afterwards. Where it was like a serious talks about things and stuff. So I've interviewed Dak a couple times. I'm the one who told Dak to play out the franchise tag. He listened. No big deal.
Do you remember you better than Russell does?
Okay, let's get out of here. Coming up tomorrow, Mailbag Friday. Mailbag Monday has been moved to Friday because we are doing Nerd Week next week. Thank you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.